Hello. You're listening to Live and Local. We are without the talents of the illustrious Nate Elias this week. Nate Ruby, you're with James Hardy. We have some really good guests today. We have Fraser, who's just come in the studio, and he's going to play some tunes. Later on, we've got Harshad coming in to play us a couple of tunes as well. So, whole 2 hours of live music, so don't go anywhere. And this is by the Mirror Trap, who my band just played with last week, and it is called Statues, and it's a really good song, so listen. No, that's great. That's even better, I'd say, actually. So, okay, so this first song is called Vanessa's
Song. It's called Vanessa's Song, yeah. I wrote it for my friend Vanessa and my friend James, actually.
Okay, cool. Well,
when they were falling in love. Never felt younger than when she met James. Oh, he's a man about town, with a big, big, big sound and a system of microphones to help you go get up and down.
That was brilliant. Well done, Fraser.
Thank you, James.
It's okay. Now we have our co-host for today, replacing Nate. It's Ziad. Hello, Ziad. How are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Hello, everyone.
Cool. So, yes. So that was a really good song. Well done, Fraser.
Thank you, bro.
So I've noticed that's on your album that you have.
It is.
Use the other head.
So I recorded that earlier this year back in Wellington, New Zealand.
Oh, so you come from? Did you record it at home or in a studio?
Actually, it was in a studio.
Oh, quality. Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
So was this like a big professional studio or just?
It was actually quite big, quite professional. Yeah.
Ah, that's really cool. Well, we're going to be hearing a track from that quite soon, probably after the news break. What was the experience of recording your album like? Was it quite...
Oh, well, I only had 3 days. I was on a very limited budget.
That's really hard because, like, my band recorded, like, a demo recently and it took us 1 day just to do one song, so...
Yeah, it's amazing how long it takes, though, when you get in there and you really...
You don't really have that much time.
No.
And it's like you're pressured, and I think like the less time you spend on a track, the worse it comes out, whereas the more time you spend on it, you can like perfect it and polish
it
up.
So it's hard if you're like a control freaky sort of person as well. I have to like let it go.
Yes, definitely.
It's horrible.
On your track, on your album, is it just you playing or do you have like backing?
No, it's actually a band.
Whoa, that is so cool.
Yeah, I have a band.
That is really cool.
It was cool. I was part of this big 13-piece Jamaican dance band in New Zealand.
Oh, right, okay.
Called the Newtown Rocksteady. You wouldn't have heard of us yet.
No, but that's...
fun, man.
That sounds crazy. Is that sort of like reggae sort of...
Kind of, it's rocksteady, which is just a bit faster than reggae.
So. Right, okay, yeah, I've heard of rocksteady, yeah. So that is really cool. I think the news team are wanting to come in, so we'll get them out of the way and then we'll get some more of your songs on the go because that would...
Yeah,
that was a really good song, so I can't wait to hear more songs. Maybe Ziad, you should go and listen to some Rocksteady.
Yeah, I should.
Yes, you should. Right, so this song is... Oh, God, I don't know, because all the song names are coming out wrong. This is actually supposed to be about you, but I'll play that later. This is the Pleasure Anthem by Pleasure, and I heard this recently on the radio, and I thought it was good, so I thought I'd play it. Right, go.
Even in the windows of Israel, where the whole wide world is a sail, and every postman can go and deliver the mail. And when you all talk it stale, you're gonna go feel just like a sail. Well, how lucky is that? Oh yeah, the whole world told in a mean meow. And we said right back, meow, meow. Ooh, yeah. Meow, meow. And if it's all that you need, and it's all that you read, then it's all right by me, yeah. Oh, if it's all that you need, and it's all that you read, yeah, then it's all right by me, yeah. 'Cause even in the windows of Israel, oh yeah, well, the whole wide world is a sail. Spilled a drink on a tea towel. Oh yeah, well how lucky is that? Oh yeah, the whole wide world talk in a mean meow. And when you sit right back, meow, meow. Ooh yeah, meow.
Well done, man.
Well done, well done.
That was great. Really good. I liked your cat sound effects. Very, 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 very cool.
Just a silly song. Another silly song.
So, so we kind of established while we're through there having a bit of a chat that you have, you host an open mic night?
I do. I host an open mic night at the Vic.
Cool.
And Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. Ah, okay. What sort of time?
From about 9.
9?
9 okay. till 11.
All right.
Okay, cool. So, like, people should definitely get down there.
You should get down there, yeah. I'm going to con them into giving people free drinks as well if you play. We haven't started that rule yet, but that's going to start next week.
That's always cool. Yeah.
And yeah, come down and play. It's a good sound system.
Okay, yeah.
Well, people should definitely get down there more because, I mean, folk know about the other open mic nights. I mean, there's one here occasionally, which hasn't really gone on much this year. Only one so far. And then there's one at the Criterion. Is there any more that...
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't actually know much about the open mics. Like, every so often I hear, oh, there's an open mic here, and I think it's a one-off thing. I didn't realise that you'd... Because I'd heard about the Tuesday one, like, one-off.
Right.
I thought maybe it was a one-off thing rather than...
No, no, every week. It's weekly.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, Criterion on Monday, the Vic on Tuesday. I don't know apart from
that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any other ones.
I think actually the Rule might have one on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I heard about the Rule ones, but I just, but like I said, I thought it was a one-off thing in the Rule as well. But
one every day of the week, it seems. No, so, but no, don't go to any other ones. Go to Fraser's
one.
The
other ones suck.
Yeah, go to Fraser's on Tuesday, 9 till 11. Yeah, and that should be good, because the Vic is a good place to play, I would say. So.
Yeah, we plug into a big sound system. It's cool.
That's even better.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it part of like the pub sound system?
Yeah, part of like DJ's sound system.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can hear your voice from 6 different angles.
Oh, that's really cool.
That'd be great for my ego.
Oh, yeah.
That's, so, yeah, and as well as that, you have like a Facebook page as well.
I do.
And do you have like a link for that, like a URL?
Yeah, it's just Facebook.com/ Fraser Ross. NZ. Is that what you mean?
Yes, yes.
That's URL, eh?
Yes, a URL, yeah. So it was Fraser, facebook.com/...
Fraser Ross. NZ.
NZ, right, okay, like New Zealand. Right, okay, that makes sense. Right, so check that out. I'll put it on... Can you put that on the Buzzbox, for folk? That's great. Yeah, so can we listen to your music on your Facebook page?
Yeah, there's a link to it.
That's great, yeah. And, so your album is called... I actually remembered what it was called, but now I can't remember what it's called.
That's okay. Two Places.
Two Places, right.
Cheers.
Yeah, so can people buy your album somewhere?
Yep, go to Facebook, there's a link to it.
Is it like a Bandcamp link?
Bandcamp, that's great.
Yeah, Bandcamp is brilliant.
Chop it down the Buzzbox.
Yes, go put that on the Buzzbox, because we want people to buy Fraser's great music. We could actually play a song off Fraser's album, The Now, if I can find it. Hopefully I will find it soon. Yeah, this is it here. For some reason, the system seems to rename all the tracks really weird names. So I'm, I have very much trouble trying to find out what's going to be playing next. I have to, like, remember which names correspond to other tracks. So it's like, yeah, so this... Yeah, it's coming up as De La Musique et du Bruit, which I don't think is your track, but it is your track. So right. We're going to play this. Is it Sweet Kisses?
Sweet Kisses, Silver Flowers.
Sweet Kisses, Silver Flowers. This is by Fraser Ross. It's off his album Two Places, and you should go buy it on his Bandcamp, on his Facebook page, which we've just put up on the Buzzbox. Thank you.
the mountains she goes, to where the rivers are so bright and bold, and the mountains are undressed. Here's the snow goes and melts under my skin. Oh, see the birds sing, the bees, as they go bow down upon their knees, as their honey is all filled with gold. Here from the silver flowers lay upon the road. And oh, if you should go afar, I will not go steal you from the stars. No, I just watch which way you go, and send sweet kisses that way to you, my love. Well, I will just go hold it to my heart and drown it in the cold. Sweet kisses I have for you, my love. And all these letters I will do address, just to see what sort of man I will be next, as my footprints are laid upon the road, here where the silver flowers grow. Cause to be your lover I do accept, that to love you I am going to have to steal. And I just wanna hold you so close, and run around all by myself. So if you should go afar, I will not go steal you from the stars. No, I just watch which way you go, and sweet kisses that way to you, my love. Great poet spills wine on the evening stars. Oh yes, I'll go with a little scroggin in my pocket. Oh yeah, I'll go along the silver flowers and the fining rivers. Oh, oh, oh yeah, I'll go into the high country and the old Kahoo.
back on Live Local, and we're going to hear another song. Which one is this one?
Oh, shivers. This is called I Wanna Take You to Places, I Wanna Take You to Bars.
Oh, any story behind it or anything, or are we just gonna go into it?
No. I spent many years of my life, as us humans tend to do, trying to take people out of bars, generally unsuccessfully. And then I met somebody I wanted to take back to one.
Oh, okay.
And it was a revolutionary situation which demanded a song.
Okay, that's always the best things, when the situation demands a song. Yes. All right, here we go.
So, yeah. Bars.
Okay, there we go. James is...
Yeah. Oh, here comes James. He's been skiving off. What have you been doing, James? You look naughty.
I've been trying to sort out the stuff for the next guest, because he's going to be doing a rap. And we're going to be putting an instrumental of a rap song on, and we're going to be he's going to be rapping along to it, so it should be quite...
Ah, right. So there's a few technical issues.
Yeah. Just technical things are starting out. I couldn't really hear it that well through there, but it still sounded really good. So, yeah.
Oh, sure.
It sounded good through here.
Oh, but that's good. That's
may slightly mess with levels to make it sound better. But
no, that's what you're supposed to do, man. That's the whole point. Have you got any more songs you want to play and anything more you want to plug?
I'm pretty sweet, actually, but I'm playing at the Vic tonight.
Oh, well, plug that. He's playing the Vic tonight. At what
Wednesdays
time?
Wednesdays I play it. Every week now.
Right.
From about 8:30.
Okay, 8:30.
Yeah. So come on down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I think it's student drink night, so cheap drinks at the Vic.
Yeah, it will be, because it's there.
Yeah.
Well, that's an even bigger incentive.
It's bigger, yeah.
And if you've got a class tomorrow, definitely go down and Skype your class and get drunk and listen to Fraser.
Do not let university get in the way of good education.
No, don't. I must add a disclaimer there. Don't do that. Right? That's bad. Yeah.
I've got to add a disclaimer, because the med school can be all over you if you promote anything that is unhealthy and stuff. You get what do you call them? A fitness to practice issue.
Really?
Yeah, someone in our year got it for saying that 17-year-olds should use fake ID on Facebook, and then they punished him by giving him that his record.
That's really cool. Yeah, really good. Yeah, well done for doing that. Yeah. Anyway, so Fraser, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah,
thank you, James.
And please come back sometime again if you're around, and we'll get you to do more songs and sort of thing.
And I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yes, come Tuesdays at the open mic.
Tuesdays at open mic. I might have to come down sometime as well.
Free drinks.
That should be cool.
It'll make your life better.
I don't know if
you wouldn't have had to say anything after free drinks. For most people, anyway.
So that was Fraser Ross. His album, Two Places, is available on Facebook on his page. He's playing open mic tonight at the Vic. Is it an open mic tonight, or
no,
are you
just
playing?
A gig.
He's playing a gig tonight at the Vic, and he hosts an open mic on Tuesdays, 9 to 11. So yeah, cheers, Fraser.
Good work.
See you later. And we're gonna play a song. This is by Hellsphere Rose. It's called Models for the Program.